The number of children waiting for an appointment with the Child and Adolescent Mental Health Service, or CAMHS, has risen by more than a quarter in the past 5 months. According to figures released to this programme by the Health Service Executive, in February of this year, 3,914 children were waiting for an appointment. That's an increase of 849 since last October. The HSE says the increase is due to a rise in referrals, staff retention issues, and challenges in recruitment. Mental health campaigners say more needs to be done to attract professionals into the sector. In a moment, we'll be talking to the Minister of State responsible for mental health, Mary Butler. But first, Kate Egan has this report.
We don't function as a family. I don't know what whatever normal is, as a normal family. We don't do outings. We don't do holidays together because we can't.
Sinead, not her real name, is the mother of three children, two of whom, her daughter and son, are receiving support from the Child and Adult Mental Health Services, a specialist clinical service for people under 18 with moderate to severe mental health difficulties. Sinead's daughter has a number of issues, including an eating disorder and extreme anxiety. She was first referred to CAMHS in February 2018 for an appointment and was seen in August of that year.
It felt like an eternity, because we were waiting and we didn't know when we would be seen. We didn't know, trying to kind of, you know, keep an eye on the eating and the drinking and the persuading and the, you know, not knowing what it was. And I didn't want to focus on it too much either, because I didn't want it to become a thing.
Sinead's son was also referred to CAMHS in January 2021 during the pandemic and had his first appointment in February this year. Sinead's family is not alone. According to figures from the Health Service Executive, in February this year, 3,914 children were waiting for an appointment with CAMHS. 9% of children are waiting for longer than a year. Tanya Ward is the Chief Executive of the Children's Rights Alliance. She says when children are waiting long periods of time to access services, they regress, often by withdrawing from friends, not going to school, and sometimes self-harming.
You're talking about a major interference in their progression and development, not only in their emotional well-being, but also how they do professionally and how they do societally and how they do in their community. And it's very difficult for parents to sit and watch their child deteriorate in these situations. They're alone and they're looking for help, and it's just not there.
The HSE says every effort is made to prioritise urgent referrals so that young people with high-risk presentations are seen as soon as possible, often within 24 to 48 hours, and that this can impact on the waiting time for cases that are considered by clinicians to be less severe. Irish Medical Organisation spokesperson, consultant psychiatrist Professor Matthew Sadlier is on the front line of mental health services for children. He says until more psychiatrists and professionals are brought into the system, waiting lists will continue to grow. But there are a number of measures that could address the issue, such as reviewing consultants' contracts and the way the service is organised.
A root and branch review of the organisation of mental health services that takes into consideration the fact that staff will have to take annual leave, will have to take other forms of leave, and create a service that is robust enough to cope with those factors, I think would also benefit patients of this country.
Sinead says the impact of these waiting times on families like hers can be enormous.
Because the waiting lists are so long and they're so long on them, in the intervening time, all of those things that the child is doing is then built upon.
And she says for every child on the waiting list, a whole family could be impacted.
If you say three or four people to a family, that's how many people that are impacted. You know, because it's not just the child, it's the entire family and their quality of life and the child's quality of life. So each of those figures represent a child and a family, not just a child that might be waiting. That's a lot of people in a small country.
And that report from Kate Egan.